How many records did you, how many lines did you get?
I have two, but I have a question about something.
Okay.
There's an ID number that appears twice for the information. So which one would it test first?
It would do both.
It would do both at the same time?
Yeah. I mean, and that's when we get into keys. We will hopefully prevent that from happening. Because once you get into having keys or index that are actually primary keys, then you basically say no thing that's defined as a primary key can occur more than once. And that's one of the reasons why you put primary keys on files, is to keep that from happening. But we haven't got primary keys going on yet, so it can happen.
What's usually a primary key? Is it usually
like an ID number? Yes. Or a primary key can be made up of multiple fields.
Oh, multiple.
Well, we talked about with donation. You wouldn't want the ID number to be the primary key on a donation because you want people to donate more than once.
So you need to be able to...
And so you have to have multiple fields. And on the donation, I made it donor ID and then drive ID. And then the date of the contribution. And I didn't have to have drive number. I just decided I wanted that there because I wanted to know, I wanted it to be a key part of it. But I didn't have to do that. Number five, I got four records, but I don't in any way think that that's necessarily what you should have gotten because I don't know what my data is. So that's why when you get number five, I want to know how many people got how many records because that's going to tell us whether you got the right record. What I did here is I ran it the way it is. Okay, so I ran it the way the handout said to run it. And I came up with four records. So I said, select the name, year, goal, condom out. Now notice none of those have a table name in front of them because they're all unique. Name appears on the donor table, year, goal is on the donor table, and contribution amount is on the donation table. So there's no confusion. Name only appears on the donor table. It doesn't appear on both of them. Year goal only appears on the donor table. And cont amount only appears on the donation table. So I don't have to have the table name in front of it. Yeah.
So what's fine? It sounds like statement. I don't even need to put the name of my table. Like, say I can grab something from homework one and homework two. I can prepare those if I wanted to without having to go name from homework one.
That's right. If the, the caveat there is if it occurs on both tables,
yes,
then you have to tell it which table it's on. So then the thing said from the donor in the donation table, where the donor ID equals donation ID and year goal is greater than 12. And that's actually the one up there. And I got that four records. So then I went back and I said, okay, now I want to actually see what's going on. So I said, give me the name, year, goal, cont amount, donor.id number, donation.id number, and tell me what year goal divided by 12 is. So I put all the things that I was going to be checking in, and I could see that on all of them, it does indeed have the donor ID equal to the donation ID. And if I compare year goal to cont amount in each case is greater than year goal divided by 12. Okay, so that got me the right data. And by adding these three fields in, I can see how it works and see that those two had to be equal, and they were, and that Condamount greater than, I've got both of those, so I can compare it. Okay, so I went back and basically changed it so that I could see the results better. We even let you sit in a front row if you like.
I know. I already have my stuff back there.
I have four, but I do have repeating records.
Yeah, no, that's fine. How? And that's what I want to find out is what everybody came up with, because I don't know.
I'm using the tables.
Two. Are you including repeating records
in? I didn't include repeating records, so technically we can. I don't know how we're getting Stevens, Daniels.
I mean, if you go through the data that I gave you that's printed out, as opposed to running it, okay, how many records are you getting?
Because I'm using the table that's in problem five.
How many records did you get?
I only came up with three. I didn't run it in the system.
Right, you came up with three. Anybody else? What did you come up with?
I would come up with three. I would get the Stephen Daniels one, because it ends up being less than the school of food.
Okay, what about anybody else? Okay, because what you're doing here is you're going through and looking for ones where the donor ID matches the donation ID. So I have... There's the donor, there's the donation. So I'm looking for... My first thing is 1111 matches the 111 down there. And then once I know I've got a match... Then I have to say, okay, is the contribution amount greater than the year goal? So the year goal is 500. 500 divided by 12 is what?
Like 40 something.
41.6.
Okay. And so then I'm asking, is the con amount greater than? And the answer is no. Okay, so that's what I have to go through on each of these, is to find the matching ID, and then once I've found the matching ID, compare the contribution amount to the year goal divided by 12. Okay? And that's what's going to give me the records. And aren't we glad computers do this for us and not us?
Let me try that again. Because you have the duplicate records and donation can be there, but what would it would actually add that comp amount.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've got... Actually, this is... Donation is perfectly legal to have, too. So I have the 12121...
Twice,
because that person gave two donations. Once they gave it to Drive 200, once they gave it to Drive 300, and they gave it on different dates.
Yes.
So it's totally a different transaction. As I said, with donations, if I was setting up a system and only allowed one donation,
it'd be pointless.
That's right. So
that might be your primary key. Donation.
Well, no, I'd have all... The way I have done this is in the donation, this is the primary key. That's the primary key. And then when I come down here, I did these three as the primary key. Now, I did not have to do drive number, but I just... Because I had date, but I decided I wanted to put drive number in case they gave it to two drives on the same date. It just made life easier. But I could have decided not to. And don't forget, the date can include time. And so if you're concerned about date being a problem, that you might get more than one on the same date, you can always go down to time, and then you're okay. So this is my primary key, although it's not defined, I don't believe, but that's my primary key, and that's my primary key. Okay, so it's perfectly legitimate to have an ID that occurs more than once, because I hope to get more than one donation out of these people. Okay? So the next one is the 12121 that goes with Jennifer Ames. Hers was 400, and 400 divided by 12 is what?
Under 40, so that's all it matters.
Okay. And the condom amount is 40, so 40 is greater than the UGOL divided by 12, so that's going to appear on my list. Okay. So that's how I go through and do this. Okay, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I go through and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 had a cont amount of 50, a year goal rather of 50,
yeah. So
and a cont amount of 20. So that one's gonna show up too. Okay, because if the year goal is 50 divided by 12, 50 divided by 12 is definitely going to be compared to 20, okay? 20 is going to be bigger than 50 divided by 12. Okay? So that's how it's going to come up. Does that make sense?
So we would essentially have 12121, we would have two iterations of that, and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we would have two
right,
records of that.
Right, because they gave enough money so that that would work, right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we do have 21211s, yep, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right.
Did I get that one right?
So that's the technique that you go through to do it. I guess my main thing is, do you understand the technique? Does
yeah.
it make sense what I'm doing?
It makes sense how the computer's getting there.
Okay.
Why are all three of them primary keys for the donation table?
Why?
Yeah.
Because essentially, if I just made the ID number the primary key,
yeah.
then nobody could give a second time. Okay? And so I have to do something that's going to make it unique. And I could have just chosen ID number and date, because the date would have made it unique. But I decided that two people might give to two drives on the same date frequently, so I decided to put drive number in there. You know, that's a choice thing. That wouldn't have been a requirement thing. So I made my key ID number, drive number, contribution date. Okay, because I want them to give to the same drive more than once. I don't think I had anybody that did, but I want them to give to the same drive more than once. I want them to keep giving on a daily basis.
Of course.
So I put in ID number and then drive number would still not allow them to give to the same drive twice. And I want them to do that, so then I added date. So one person can give to one drive on multiple dates. Okay? Is everybody comfortable with that?
Yeah.
That's not everybody. If you have questions, please stop and ask them. So six. Okay. Has anybody started six?
I'm trying to start right now.
Okay. So work on six.
You go off the data from number five, number four, right?
Say that again?
You go off the data from number five, number four.
Yeah, I've said at the beginning I wrote down the wrong data. What did I say? I said... Problem 4 really didn't have any data. I just had a typo there. So we're looking at the donor donation and all that stuff that we looked at in number five.
I said I'm afraid to answer, but straighten out today.
How many records you have?
I got four.
Four.
Yeah. That one was a little easier in my opinion.
Okay.
That's a lot easier.
Okay. So, first of all, what did you get when you did the inner one? What came back? Say that again.
Drive number 103.
When you do the inner one and you just ask, select drive number from drive, where last year is greater than 5,000. Okay, I get 100 and 300. Okay, so that means I'm now going up and saying, okay, now select this, this, and this from donation where drive number is greater than any of them. Okay, so drive number 100 isn't going to work because it's not greater than any. Drive 100 is not greater. Drive 200 is greater than 100, so that's going to make it. And drive 300 is greater than 100. Okay, so the 300 is going to make it as well. Okay, because 300 is greater than 100. I said greater than any, I didn't say greater than all. If I'd said greater than all, what would I have gotten? If the any had changed to an all, huh?
Nothing.
Nothing. Because if I had changed that to all, nothing was going to be greater than 300 because I only had drives 100, 200, and 300. So if I said greater than all of them, nothing was going to be greater than all of them. Okay? So, any means I'm greater, looking really at greater than 100. And both 200 and 300 are greater than 100.
Is an ID number 11111's drive number 100 though?
Like, it may well be in yours, and so you may not have gotten the same thing.
Okay.
What were the ID numbers of the ones you got?
I got 11111, 23456, the one that had all threes, and 12121.
I got 12121,
12121. On our drive?
Okay, so your answers with the data in the problem. With the data in the problem, what did you get? Did you say?
Oh, you want the number again? 11111. 23456. The one that had all threes.
No.
And 1212. Drive number.
Okay, does everybody agree with that?
No.
No.
Sorry.
I've got yeses and noes.
No. Drive number 11111 is drive number 100, so it can't be that one.
Okay. So what else do I have?
Another 12121 is what I have.
And what about you? Is that what you had?
Yeah, I had 212. Yep.
Okay. So what's the consensus? Does 1111 go? Okay. So I should be getting rid of that one.
Yes.
All right, but you are in agreement on these others?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the reason I'm going through and running these is so I can explain them. So for all of them, you aren't going to be having the same answers. But if you can follow what I'm doing and understand it, then I think you understand the problem. Okay, so that was number 6. So now we need to move on to number 7. And feel free to move on if you get it done, because if you get through this whole sheet, then there's a whole sheet you can start. So you should have something to do all class. I just want to reassure you that you have something you can do. Yeah, I could tell. You especially. Okay, good. Okay. So how many did you get for number 7?
Two.
Two, right? I only got one because I only have, when I checked, select ID number, drive number from donation with drive number equals 300. I only had one of those. If you look at that, and I just went up and looked at the data, and if you look at your data, you've got two that have drive number 300. And that's what you're getting. Okay, so I'm saying select the drive number where the drive name equals animal home, and I get 200. So then when I come up here, I'm doing greater than 200 only, because I only got one thing. So it's greater than 200, and 300 is the only thing that's greater than 200. So I'm then seeing... Let me pull this down a little so I see the select up above. Okay, so I'm only seeing the ID number, name, condo amount, and drive number for 300. Okay, so you should be seeing two. Your second one is 12121, I think. Is it? Drive 300. Okay, number 8 is using the employee. So number 8 is using the employee. So those three, I think I'm going to leave you to those four to do on your own, so that you can download and get those. And those are ones I told you you can download and get from online. Okay, so number 9 is fairly straightforward. The big thing here is I'm looking at select apartment number, take the minimum salary, and add 1,000 to it. So I can do a calculation there. So that field is going to have a calculation in it. Okay? And the inner one is saying select average salary from employee where department number equals 30. So it's going to go through all department number 30s, come up with an average, and then do the comparisons. This one, explain and tell the results. This one has got the matching thing going on where I need manager and department number to both be what I want. I want the combination of manager and department number to both be that. And I'm looking for employee numbers, a certain group of employee numbers. Number 11 is kind of strange. How do you read that? Yeah.
I'm taking that as that it wants EMP from the department where EMP department number, well, I don't mean to literally reread it, but where it has to have the EMP department number, the department number the same, and you're getting the DNA from the EMP table? Did I get that right or no?
I'm not sure, because I'm lost what you were saying, but that's all right. I got lost at some point. What is this second select? I mean, in the other selects, we've seen froms, we've seen whiz, and now we've got a select going right to the select. How is it handling that?
Basically, it's matching up the employee with the department number.
Yeah.
So the department number that's on the employee table is matched up to the department number that's on the department table. That's
right.
That we can display.
But what's it going to display?
Just the department name.
Yeah. You said it perfectly.
So we'll have the employee number. The
okay,
number.
So we'll try it. I think I have these. I'm going to look and see.
It's a guessing game. We'll see if we have it.
That's right. So the key thing here was that the comma after this meant I wasn't done with the select. So this ended up being another field that I'm selecting. So I ended up getting the employee number, the department number, and that field, which it gave me the beginning part of the select to give it a name of a field. If I had wanted to, I could have put a field name after that and gotten it to have a field name. But the tricky part of this is, notice in the others, the select, there's a space when I finish with it. Here there's a comma. And so it ended up picking up this field as the third field to show, which is kind of bizarre. It's just very different. But that comma being the key thing, that comma says I'm not done with things I'm selecting. And so it says, okay, then I've got to execute that select as giving me the third column. So it goes out, and it's kind of clever. It goes out and goes to the two tables, okay? And this is another kind of strange thing it does, is I'm saying select dename from department, but the where is using both the department table and the employee table. And it lets you get away with that, which I just think this one is really strange. You know, it's kind of pushing the envelope a little bit on what you can do with that, because it allowed me, because I have a from employee down below, it allowed me to make the comparison between the employee and the department, because I'm doing a select department in here, but the whole select is from employee, and so it let me write it that way, which would not have occurred to me necessarily. I think it's a very kind of strange way of doing it, or a very different way of doing it. It kind of indicates a lot of flexibility. The other one that is very strange is number 12. So if I put this one in, I'm saying select department number department dename from department where exists. Wait just a minute, we're not going to go there yet. Yeah, you should probably go at some point and do a little reading about exists. But it says here, okay, now I've got select the department number and the department name from department. Where exists? And then I say select employee number from employee where the department number equals the department, employee department number equals the department number. So basically the where exists means it's where it's in that group that comes back. Okay. And that one is a very strange one as far as I'm concerned. Select department number, department name from department, that's fine. And then I'm saying select a patent employee number from employee where the employee department number equals the department number. And I am ending up asking where the department exists in this comparison, which is a really kind of bizarre as far as I'm concerned. That's right.
Validation.
But, you know, those two I was putting on there as two that I was going to go over, not that I expected you to go over, but you should kind of go and read a little bit about exists. Not that it's terribly clear. Okay. The other thing I want to get to, and we don't have an awful lot of time left, is I want you to start doing one of your own. And so if you look at the SQL assignment, okay, and this again involves the employee table. Okay, so what I want to do here, and the example is down below, the problem is down, for this example, use the sample employee department table shown above, it's way up there someplace, but it's there. Use a subquery to accomplish the task. Show the information for all employees that are in the same department as Jones, but do not show Jones. Okay, so I want to find out all of the employees that are in the same department as Jones, but I don't want to show Jones. So try putting that together and running that. And I would, if you have the employee table, I would definitely use the employee table. And so I'd log on to do this one. There's the data. And again, you can go online and you can get those if you don't have the employee table. Actually, the employee table, I think I gave you, didn't I? I gave you the script to create the employee table back under week two. So there's the script to create the employee table.
put it the way you did it when I went to see it. It like brings this up.
Huh.
I'm sure like these are the values that...
Those are the values. Yeah. I should be doing that. But you're getting errors on it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Huh. Take this and copy that, and that's what you did, yeah. Right? And what did you do next?
And then I edit create emp.sql.
Edit create
as one
emp two. I'm gonna call it.
Okay.
Dot sql.
Yep.
And I do a. Control P, or what is it that I paste that in with? I told you back in the instructions, I never remember.
Enter yes and paste.
What is it?
It just says yes and paste the script and then save.
Okay, if you want to create a new script, enter yes. Okay, you can enter or another name. If you go into the edit and ask if you want to create a new script. And yes, why didn't it tell me? Did I want to create a new script?
It didn't tell me that.
Because I'm old. It was an ampersand before it was an at symbol.
Huh. It didn't ask me that at all, did it?
Same thing.
You got a hashtag?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, copying the script. Who successfully has copied the script? You can enter on. It will go into the editor and ask if you want to create a new script. Enter yes and paste the script in and save it. If you're using PuTTY, okay. That's what it was. We were following those instructions and I wasn't paying attention. Remember to have the script text in Notepad and highlight it. When you go into the editor, right click. That's what.
Yeah.
That gets it up there. So did
that's
you do
that?
Yep,
yeah, that's what I did.
Okay, so you follow instructions better than I do. remember the script, and when you go into the right click, and we'll use the script to paste it, you can then write and exit. Okay, so I'm going to change this to create two, because I think I have... So unfortunately, I'm going to have to do this. Okay, so I think I've got everything here now. You can then write, so I'm going to hit a control O and say yes, and then an X and say yes, and then the at sign. Excuse me, at sign, I didn't write. At sign. Employee2.sql. And for some bizarre reason, it liked me better than you.
This is my, like, what I wrote in there. Did I not do the O? So that's right.
Okay, that looks like it's right.
Yeah, and then I just do exit.
No, control O.
Yeah,
to write it. Have you done that? Yeah,
yeah,
you did it. Then hit enter. And then exit.
Okay, maybe that's what I did. I don't know.
At sign. Table not exist. Okay, go back into the editor. As you say, create topic, table, employee copy. And then down below you did a, you go down to the bottom. I have no idea what you did because we just went through the steps and it worked.
Yeah, I know. I'll try it under a different name and then I'll see if that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next time I'll remember that it's the putty instructions I want, not the Oracle. At home, I do everything in Oracle, except if I'm creating something, I want to run in putty here. But other than that, I have Oracle on my machine, and so I use Oracle, not putty. What, to install it? Well, it's incredibly... I have it on a computer that I don't use terribly often. I didn't put it on my main computer that I carry around because it just takes up an... Actually, I have it on a desktop that I do use a lot, but it's on my desktop. It's not on a laptop. But it's just... It takes up an incredible amount of room and slows things down. Okay, did anybody come up with anything for this that worked? That's a lot of space, a lot of quiet. Has anybody got the EMP table? Have you managed to get the EMP table? All right. Not a lot of people are saying yes to that. Okay. So... starting with the EMP table, if you need to get that, the script to create it is right there, okay? And so you are highlighting that and copying it. And then you're coming in here and putting it in. So the instructions... are over here. If you're using PuTTY, remember the script text in Notepad and highlight it. When you go into the editor, the right click will paste it. So I'm going to call this create employee 3. One more version. I want to edit. Okay, so if you remember that when you go in the editor, so you will paste it in. So I'm going to say edit, create employee3.sql. Okay, so I now have it highlighted, and the next instruction says, if you're using PuTTY, paste it, and then right-click, and so there it is. I just right-clicked, and there it is. And then I need to change the name because I already have employee copied. So I'm going to change it to 3 and go down over here and change it to 3. Okay, so I've now made another copy of it. And then I'm going to do a write out. So I'm hitting Control O. It comes up and says write that. I hit Enter. I hit Control X. And it's there. Okay? So now I need to run it. So I'm doing @ and create employee3.sql, and it has presumably created it. Okay. And if you go back up, you can see that it goes one row created, it keeps creating the rows, and then the very last line in the script says to show it, and so it shows it. Okay, and if I want to see it again, I'm saying select asterisk from create employee3.sql. Sorry. That should just be employee3. And what's wrong with that? I really did create it. Is anybody getting it all right?
Is that the name of the table, though?
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. What is it called? Employee copy or something such. Yeah, right. Employee copy 3. Duh. Okay. Select asterisk from employee copy 3. And it actually works when you manage to get the name right. Okay? Duh. Okay, so the script had one name, and the file that the script created had a different name. And I managed to muddle them up in my head so that I wasn't sure which was which, clearly. Okay? But essentially, that allows me. Did you get it?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay, good. Okay. So how many of you got the Jones problem working? Did anybody get it? I'm not telling, because I really want you to work on that. But did anybody get it at all? Did you come close? Okay, how did you approach it? Or how should you approach it? Okay. If you want to get everybody that's in the same department as Jones, how are you going to do that? Yeah.
Do you
want to
go line by line? Or?
No, just how I don't want to give the others the answer, so I'm just talking in theory. But how do you find out everybody that's in the same department as Jones?
Well, you look up Jones.
Yeah.
And it tells you which department he's in.
Right. Except we're not going to use that.
No.
No, we want the computer to do that. So that if I put in somebody else's name, it will be able to find that one too. So I can't look it up. Let's say there's a million records out there. Okay? I don't want to go look it up. I want the computer to. Yeah.
Oh, so you
want to
put everything in.
Right. So what would you say?
You want to select the department number or the name equals.
Yeah. So you want to go in and your subquery is going to be looking for. Because if I say I want to see everybody that's in the same department as Jones, then I go in and I find out with a subquery what department Jones is in. Okay, I can go in with a subquery and find out what department Jones is in. And yeah, you can look it up, but that's people work. We're trying to get computer work out of this. Okay? So they got to go in, the computer has to go in and find the same department as Jones. Okay? And so that will happen. And then how do you not show Jones? Right. And would that be in the subquery or in the outer query?
Outer.
Hmm?
Outer.
Yeah. That's going to be in the outer. Because the subquery is finding what department of Jones is in. And then in the outer, you're saying, I want to see everybody in that department without except Jones. So I'm excluding that in the outer. So give that a try and see if you come up with the answer. In the 2 minutes that we have left. Please sign the attendance sheet if you came in late. And we're done, so time is up. But did anybody get it when they tried that? Yeah, you got it?
My syntax is off.
Huh?
I haven't figured out what's wrong with my syntax yet, but when I do, I'll have
it. This obviously is not Doodle next Thursday, but it would be good if you tried to do it while this is still fresh in your mind this weekend. Because, as I said, this is one of the places where there's the biggest kind of crash of people not understanding. So try to get it done, and then we can go over it.